welcome to another edition of the Marlena Program. This is the program for the week of April 28th, 2008. We got a great show for you tonight, so come on in, kick back, put your feet up, and get ready to hear about what's going to happen in Louisville, Kentucky in July. And, okay, we are starting again here because I didn't push the right button. So let me start this again. Welcome in, and, if you are listening to this program between the hours of 9 and 11 p.m. in North America, or 6 and 8 p.m. in the Western time zone in North America, on a Sunday night, you're listening live, and if you are listening between the hours of 1 and 3 Universal Time on an early Monday morning, holy cow, like I say every week, what are you doing up? Well, you know, someday I'm going to learn which buttons to push around here. And, you know, once I do, we'll have much smoother beginnings. But I will use my tiredness as an excuse. How's that? I'm very excited tonight to present my guest, who comes on pretty much annually for the last several years, and the listener count that I'm looking at shows that you're excited to hear from her too. One of the great things that we do annually at ACB is we hold our convention, and I am proud and happy to bring to you tonight Ms. Carla Rushville, who is the convention... Are you the convention coordinator? I never get your title straight. You're just the convention queen. Welcome on in.
Hi, Marlena. Yes, I'm the chair of the National Convention Committee, and we do have a great convention lined up for everybody. Well, it's sort of a work in progress, but it's going to be super. So I'm glad we have some time to talk about it.
Well, I'm glad we do too, and rest assured that you are talking live, and I did push the right button.
Good thing.
You know, it's embarrassing when you're supposed to know how to do this, right? Let's get right into the convention. First of all, let's start with the obvious things. What are the dates of the convention this year?
The first activities will take place on Friday, July 4th, and that'll be a couple of tours. Registration actually opens for the convenience of people going on tours on Thursday, July 3 at 6 p.m. And then the convention gets underway on the 5th. With a lot of workshops and more tours, more activities, and then runs all the way through to the last gasp, the last tour on July 12th. You'll be spending a long time with us here.
That's right.
And we're looking forward to it.
And the hospitality in Louisville is not to be matched.
Well, I don't know about that. Minnesota is a tough act to follow.
Well, that's true. That's true. They gave us a great convention, didn't they?
Oh, it was fabulous.
Yeah.
It really was.
But okay.
And the people were terrific. Absolutely terrific.
They really were. They really were. I so much enjoyed meeting some of those Minnesota folks and then seeing some of them again at the legislative training seminar.
Wasn't that
kind of cool. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this year's convention. So give us a little bit of a rundown of where the convention is, what is the hotel like, what do we need to do to reserve rooms, etc.
Okay. The convention is at the Galt House Hotel, which has been the site of two of the three previous conventions that ACB has held here in Louisville. The Galt House is two hotels or two towers joined by on the third floor by what used to be a pedway. Now, we're going to talk about how that pedway has changed in a minute. But the Galt House, the one side, what used to be called the West Tower, is now called Review, R-I-V, as in Victor, R-I-V-U-E. And that tower has all of the standard rooms in it, and it's 25 stories high. And on the top is one of those big fancy rooftop restaurants.
Does it revolve, that restaurant?
It used to, yeah, I think it still does. I haven't gone and checked out the revolvingness of the restaurant.
Oh, well, that's your next task.
I know. I'll put that on the list.
There you go.
Absolutely. But also, for those of you who were here in 1980 and 2000, you will remember that the restaurant on the second floor used to be called the River Grill.
Mm-hmm.
It is now called the Cafe Magnolia.
Oh.
It has been expanded quite a bit. In fact, what they've done is taken some of the meeting rooms that were on the second floor and create them into areas of the restaurant that the restaurant can open up to become larger. There's also a restaurant on the second floor that was there before called the Fountain Room, and it's open for lunch and, just select times during the day, not open always. The Cafe Magnolia that's a holdover from the River Grill is that one of the walls is glass, and you can see into the swimming pool, which
yes.
is on the third level.
Yes.
So if you're going swimming, be sure that you're presentable to those in the restaurant.
We
could tell some funny stories
we
about that.
We could, but we better not.
No, we'll leave it to everyone's imagination, and it'll probably be correct. One of the changes that's been made, well, let's stay in the Review Tower for a second.
Well, before you get away from the restaurants.
Okay.
Did they still have my Derby pie?
Oh, Marlena, do you remember the big conversation you and I had in 1980 over which was best? Cold
yes.
Derby pie
yes,
or
yes.
warm Derby pie?
I can't believe you remember that. Yes.
Yes. And then part of that conversation was, well, if you eat it warm, is it better with ice cream or whipped cream?
Yes, exactly.
And I will tell all the listeners that what you have to do in order to help resolve this very important problem and issue and answer this question is to try it all four ways.
That's right, because we've been trying to figure it out for 28 years.
Yes, and we still don't have an answer. But yes, they do. And I think the Galt House has the best Derby pie in town. I really do. On the west side, there will be some of the big events will be there. The banquet, for example, will be there. The auction, ACB auction. The Welcome to Kentucky party, which is going to be a big Derby party. Like what we would do for a local Derby party.
Cool.
And instead of just a usual welcome party, ACB's missing the Derby. It's next Saturday. And ACB's not here to help party for the Derby, so we're just going to bring the party to ACB.
Now, what's a Derby party? Tell us. We don't know what
that
is.
Well, a Derby party, you play different kinds of, some different games and things. Anything that has to do with a horse, or if the game doesn't have anything to do with a horse, you make it. Has something to do with the horse.
I see.
And you kind of have horse races, and we're going to have a great DJ and lots of fun. I mean, it's going to be something for everybody. The DJ is bringing music that people from young people, not so young people, and people who think they're young. Everybody will enjoy that party. It's going to be an absolutely great fun way to start the convention week off. Over on the Review side, right now, then keep in mind this can change a little bit, but on the Review side, the west side, there's going to be things like the Communication Center will be over there, some of the social events, as I said, many of the board meetings and so on will be there. And so you will see that all of that space, although it's now much more limited than it used to be, is going to be utilized on the west side. So we're going to pretty much use most of what's available in the Galt House. Moving on to the east side, we're going to get there by going through the Pedway up on the third floor. In 1980, the east side, or what is now called the Suite Tower, was not even there. And in 2000, we enjoyed all of the suites over on the east side, and they are still there, and they're still waiting for us to come, and that'll just be so much fun. But in 2000, it was just a pedway between the two, just a walkway to get from one side to the other without having to go down to the street and across. And so in the renovation, they changed that. They greatly expanded it. And so now it has lots of seating area there. It has a 24-hour deli.
Oh,
cool. It has a bar. And it has a grand piano.
Oh, my gosh.
And they don't care. I said, oh, can we play it? And they said, oh, yes. And I said, well, any certain time? And they said, oh, whenever you want.
Oh, my gosh. So it won't be like past conventions where they made us stop singing at midnight.
Oh, I know. It will be, I mean, just any time. We could just go in there and have a good time. So, you know, people can bring guitars, and we can just get in there and have a grand time. And I'm sure we will.
I'm sure we will.
Then, when you get to the east side, or the suite side of the suite tower, and I have a hard time. I still call them west and east because I've been calling them west and east for 28 years, 25, and it's just hard to break those habits. But over on the suite tower side of the hotel, all the rooms on that side are the one-bedroom suites. Also, that's where the presidential suite will be and the executive director suite. And a couple of the special interest groups will have suites there. And then the general session, the exhibits, the cafe, and registration will all be down one, basically from where two corridors come together and on down a hall. There, and they'll be very, very close together. Then there will be a lot of breakouts on that side. We will use all the governor's rooms as far as in the actual suite part of the hotel. Now, for those of you who were here in 2000, you'll remember that there was also an office tower with a little maze that you went back in to find rooms, and those rooms also are named for Kentucky governors. We will be using some of those, but we will use those somewhat sparingly because they're just a little more difficult to get to. Not as difficult as they were in 2000. Because what the Galt House has done in their $60 million renovation that's happened between 2000 and now is they took one room that was where we held the hospitality before, which is just before you start down the hall to get to exhibits. And instead of a room, it's now a hall. And that hall leads back into the office tower. There's a restaurant there, a Jeff Ruby's Steakhouse. There's a little convenience store there. There's a little coffee place. And most importantly, there are elevators that give you access up to the rooms that once required a huge, long walk to get to. So they've really made it a lot more convenient for people.
Well,
the guide dog relief areas will be on both sides. There'll be one, at least one on the review side, and there will be one on the east and in the suite side. And then there's going to be a third one near general session, and possibly a fourth, but we haven't quite settled on that one yet. We're waiting for Christopher DiOrio to be able to come in and mm-hmm. make that decision.
One of the can I ask you a question about the guide dog relief areas? One of the things that the only thing that I remember from 2000 that just made me shudder was that the guide dog relief area was in the garage in 2000. And by the end of the week, I had a dog that she'd start down that hallway and Madeline would just sit down. I am not going in that garage.
Yes. Well, there's one difference there, Marlena. We are going to need to use that parking tower again because that is what's available on that side of the hotel.
I see.
However, remember that the difference is now from then is that we now contract with Doodle Scoopers to maintain the areas. That started in 2003.
Sure.
And so the maintenance of that area will be drastically different than it was in 2000.
Sure.
On the west, the review side, the relief area is going to be on the second level, and so it's going to be very convenient there, and that will also have an area that is going to have a lot of grass. So, you know, my dog always wanted grass. She didn't like concrete, no matter where it was, and she didn't like the chips that much. She would condescend to use chips.
Yes.
She preferred the grass, so she would have been extremely happy on the west side. There's going to be a variety of surfaces, and with Chris to help maintain them, I think that some of the relief areas that have been, shall we say, challenging in the past, and I certainly know exactly what you mean about when your dog refuses to go. I think that we are going to have a far better experience this time. And Sheila Siren has been in. She's serving as a consultant to the Committee on Guide Dog Issues. She came in, I guess it was just about a week and a half ago, last weekend, and looked at these. And actually, she has chosen to a combination of rooms right close to that parking garage area where GDUI will also be holding all its meetings. So things are going to be very, very convenient, and I'm sure that Chris is going to do a lot of changing of chips and keeping that very well cleaned up and maintained.
Great.
Also, on the east side, one of the little interesting things about rooms, you know, the golf house has tons of rooms, just lots of breakout rooms. And when you're looking for rooms, you can tell what side of the hotel the room is on by what the room name is. On the west side, if you see a room that is the name of a tree or a flower, it's in the review tower, like walnut or maple or poplar. Those are all on the review side. If you find a name like Chandler or Ford or Carroll or Laffoon, those are governors. And, yes, Kentucky had a governor, Laffoon. Now, that's not Buffoon. truly Laffoon.
Was Laffoon a buffoon, though? That's
well, I don't know. He was old. I don't remember him. But knowing Kentucky politics, it could have been. But interestingly, too, I discovered as many times as I've been to the Galt House, I was down there doing a walkthrough not long ago looking at some specific things like measuring a hallway and stuff like that. And it suddenly hit me. When you start at one end of the hall up on the second level where the breakouts are and general sessions are going to be, there's some breakouts there, and the registration information desk are going to be just right at the corner where two quarters come together. I suddenly realized that you can have a history lesson in Kentucky history because the names start at one end of the hall and progress chronologically to the other end of the hall. Oh. And so I found that a little curious. Most hotels don't organize quite that well.
That's pretty cool. So we can come out of there knowing more about Kentucky than we ever thought we'd learn.
Or that you wanted to know.
Or that well, I was trying to be polite.
Exactly.
Which is a stretch for me today, let me tell you.
So, on the review side, the standard rooms are $85 a night. on the suite side, they're $105 a night. And that does not include tax. The tax is 15.01%, and that is all of the taxes, you know, rolled up into one, the hotel tax and everything. Mm-hmm. The room, somebody asked me today, how many people can be in a room? Technically, the hotel has said to us four, but one person that I was talking to said, well, I made a room reservation over on the suite side for five, and they took it. And I said, well, then that's fine, you know. I sure don't care. The suites have a refrigerator. It is a standard hotel refrigerator. It is not the large refrigerators that were there before. Those are something that went away with the renovation, unfortunately.
Oh, that's too bad because they were nice.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. But at least, you know, each of the suites does have a fridge. And I think people are going to really enjoy themselves. There are a lot of restaurants close to the hotel. You can easily walk to a number of restaurants. There's so many new things since 2000. For example, the Galleria was here in 2000, and there really wasn't a whole lot in it. By that time, you know, things were moving out, and it's typical kind of downtown where it didn't have as much as it should have had. Well, we have they tore the Galleria down for the most part, and they put in what's called now 4th Street Live. And 4th Street Live is an entertainment-type district, and it has lots and lots of restaurants and things going on, and it's just a real live place. And it is about three or four blocks from the hotel. If you don't want to walk that far in the July weather, there's a trolley that comes right up into the hotel, right up, well, not into the lobby, but, you know, pulls right up in front. And you can catch a trolley or a bus and go right down to many of the restaurants and so on, places that you would want to go to. It's going to be very, very convenient for a lot of things. Tours are even that way. We will have, for example, a special tour of the Muhammad Ali Museum, which is new since 2000. And if you just go over there on a regular tour, it's pretty visual. But they are planning a special tour for ACB after closing time. And that is so close that we're going to probably just give, it'll be probably a walking tour except for those people that just plain cannot do it. It's only about a block. And Louisville Slugger is, of course, closed. There's a new place called Fraser Historical Museum. And, oh, it's wonderful. You can spend days in that place. They have medieval armor that you can touch.
Oh, wow.
They have a Jamestown exhibit. They have all kinds of history, and they're going to plan do a program where they can pass things around for people to see. I mean, it's a very, even just under normal circumstances, their tours are very, very, have a lot of audio in them, very much hands-on. So it's a wonderful place for visually impaired and blind people.
My guess.
And then, of course, there's Glassworks.
I was going to ask, just going to ask you about that.
Oh, yes. Glassworks is a hand-blown glass factory.
Say it that three times after you've had Derby Pie.
Yes. With ice cream.
Right. No, whipped cream.
Yes. Right. And it is also very close by. And, of course, you're not going to want to touch the glass as it's real hot and everything, but it's a very interesting place to go, and we're hoping to offer an option where people, if they wish, can decorate their own ornaments, glass ornaments.
Oh, that'd be cool.
And they have just beautiful things. And if you don't do anything else, a trip to their gift shop is just, that's an experience.
Now, is that a walking distance also?
You know, I think we're going to run a shuttle around. I think that probably in the heat, and you know, it's close. It depends on if you like to walk.
Okay. Let me just...
Most things are like three or four blocks or something.
Okay.
But, you know, when it's really hot and it's the middle of the day, Mm-hmm. It'll be nice to hop on a bus.
Okay. Let me just say that my guest tonight is Carla Rushival, who is the chair of the ACB Convention Committee, and she's telling us all kinds of cool things to look forward to in Louisville. The lines are open at 866-666-7926, and we will be right back after this. These announcements.
This program is brought to you by HumanWare, advocates for Braille literacy and manufacturers of the Braille Note Empower. For more information on the Braille Note and other fine HumanWare products, visit them on the web at www.humanware.com or call HumanWare at 1-800-722-3393.
You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream. Call Marlena now at 1-866-666-7926. That's toll free, 1-866-666-7926.
All righty, and we do have a call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this? Hello?
Hello?
It's your turn.
Hi, Marlena. Hey, Carla.
Hi there.
Mark Conohano from B-Flag. How are you guys?
Hey, how are you?
How you doing?
Okay. Just wanted to call in, and thanks. You're doing such a great job with the convention, Carla. Thanks very much for everything. I had a question, though, for you. When it comes to the tours, what other type of tours are we going to be doing besides, like, the Slugger Museum? I mean, are those things, like, because you said some of the things were in walking distance, right? So
yeah.
What other tours do we have planned?
Okay, the tours I've talked about so far are in the downtown area, and so those would, you could walk those from the hotel. We are also going to be offering a number of tours to the printing house. There will be two tours of that will be museum only at the printing house, and then there will be several tours that will be a combination of the plant and the museum.
Okay.
And that is probably about I'd say maximum, that's 10 minutes from the hotel. We also are going to go to Maker's Mark Distillery in Bardstown on July 4th.
Oh, that could be dangerous.
Oh, it will be fun. You know, I was at the Arkansas Convention this weekend, and somebody was talking about having gone there in 2000 and how, you know, when you get close to the end of the tour, you can put your, they'll let you dip your finger down into the vat.
Ooh.
And they said one person dipped their whole hand, and so the rest of the tour they were licking their hand.
Gosh.
We're also going to go to the Stephen Foster Story, the musical drama, in Bardstown on Friday night, the 4th. We'll be going to Churchill Downs for a day at the races. That's always popular. And that's going to be on the 5th. And that includes a meal. And
right.
Lots of betting and fun. We're planning to go to Mammoth Cave on the 12th, and we are working on trying to offer an option. People will purchase a ticket for whichever they prefer, but we'll basically take two tours in one there. If a person is, you know, just interested in seeing what a cave is like, there's a tour called Frozen Niagara, and it doesn't require there's not a lot of steps on that tour. You know, in a cave, there's steps, and it's kind of rustic, very rustic. But Frozen Niagara is a sort of the calm option. And then we're looking at offering a historic tour that is somewhat more strenuous but runs about the same time. And, of course, we'll stop and eat on the way back on that tour. Some people don't know that they think of Abraham Lincoln as being from Illinois, but Abraham Lincoln is from Kentucky. We claim him because he was born here. And next year will be the 200th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's birth. And so Kentucky is celebrating for 2 years. It's a bicentennial. It's a two-year celebration. And we are also finalizing plans for a trip to Hodgensville, which would be to Lincoln's birthplace, and there's a number of things to see there.
Oh, wow. Like
so those are just some of the things. Some we've done before. Some are new. And, of course, there's a lot that still we could do, but
there's only so much
whole
time
area
we
that's kind of saving until 2012.
Yeah, because we are coming back. Yeah.
Right, and we're thinking of things like Shakertown and going up to the horse parks and things like that. When we come, you know, you kind of choose one direction because there's so many different things to do in Kentucky that you just can't do them all in 1 week.
Well, Mark, I think you'll be pretty busy.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of things to do. Well, one other quick question I had about the hotel is it's on the Ohio River, right? Is there a lot of things to do there around there? Are there restaurants on there or
there's a restaurant that you'll probably want to go eat at called Joe's Crab.
Okay.
And there's other restaurants around. I'm not the restaurant connoisseur. Jim Shaw is. And Jim, I don't know if you know Jim. Jim is retired from the Social Security Administration. The Kentucky Council of the Blind has a program on Wednesdays on Thursdays on ACB Radio called Sound Prints. And Jim does On the Road with Jim there. And some of the segments between now and the convention are going to have Jim as a guest, and he's going to be talking about all the downtown restaurants that you might want to go frequent while you're there. There's also a big new waterfront park that's just great for walking and just enjoying the outdoors. You can also go down to the Second Street Bridge. The golf house is at 4th Street. You can go down to 2nd and you can walk across the bridge. There's a pedestrian walkway on the bridge. And you can walk over to Indiana.
So there's
not much to do once you get to Indiana, but turn around and come back.
That's funny.
Right.
All right, Mark. Well, thanks so much for your...
no problem.
Thanks so much, and I'll look forward to seeing you this summer.
Sounds good. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye.
All right.
866-666-7926 is the number. My guest is Carla Rusheville, and we're talking about the upcoming ACB National Convention. And we have another call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Carla and Marlena. This is Frank from Albany.
Hello, Frank. Hey, from
Frank.
Albany.
Hi there. Well, me being the food fanatic, meat and potatoes guy, what are the price ranges basically in the hotels or restaurants?
They're a little less than we've seen the past 2 or 3 years. The past 2 years at least. I'll give you an example on just on the banquets and so on and the meals. Most of the luncheons and banquets this year, the ticket prices are down. The ACB banquet, thanks to sponsorships and also just plain old thanks to the menu items being far less expensive, is going to be $29. If you recall 2 years ago, the banquet ticket on the pre-registration form was $38.
Yes.
So that is partially because we've obtained a lot of sponsorships, but it's also because the food prices in Louisville are generally less expensive.
Can you get a decent burger at the hotel?
I wouldn't want to give you a total, cast in stone price, but you should be able to eat lunch for $10.
Okay.
What
kind of stuff can you get at this 24-hour deli that was on the...
It's a sandwich, a little sandwich place. It's not a huge restaurant, but you can get, coffee and sandwiches and so on. And I will tell you, too, the ACB Cafe prices,
right.
Where we were paying $5 or $6 for a sandwich, it's going to be $4 for a sandwich, $2.50 for a hot dog. For hotel prices, those aren't bad.
Are they going to bring I'm not being picky, but are they going to bring the $3 cans of soda prices down any, or do you know?
There'll be two.
Okay, that's fair.
They brought it down.
I'll close by saying that 2000 was my first ACB National Convention in Kentucky, one that I wasn't even supposed to be at, but I up and retired, and Mm-hmm. My wife was going, and I said, geez, can I still go? And away I went to Louisville, and I'll tell you, it was a lot of fun, and I'm really, Kathy and I are really looking forward to it this year.
And I'm listening in on this, so you got two for the price of one, and good evening, Carla and Marlena. And
hello, Kathy.
How are you? No, not bad, not bad. I do remember that restaurant with the swimming pool there, because I remember waiting in line to get seated, and then all of a sudden I see these feet going by the window. Somebody was
all I could think of it, because that glass never breaks. What a
mess.
Well, as long as...
It was a lot of fun, it really was, and I know that... it's going to be great this year.
As long as all you saw were feet going by the window, Kathy, we're okay.
I think that's all I saw going by. Yes, you're right. And by the way, they have also put a little food concession out by the pool now.
Oh, wow.
So that should be fun for those people who like to go out there and relax and so on. That ought to be good, too. Pool's on the third floor level of the review tower.
Hmm. Are they going to have any tours of the Bell at Louisville?
No, we're not doing the Bell this time. Actually, if you'll remember, the last time that ACB was here in 2000, we did that on Wednesday night.
Right.
And the ACB auction is now on Wednesday night.
Oh, okay.
So we didn't want to put the auction on the Bell because we needed more time than we had on a cruise. I will say that... GDUI is planning a tour. They're planning a trip on the Spirit of Jefferson on Wednesday night to celebrate the 10th anniversary of the settlement of the Hawaii guide dog case. And it's called Louisville Luau, and they're going to have hors d'oeuvres, and it's going to be a very nice cruise. And so that will be the boat fun for this time.
But those who want can still go independently on tours in the Bell of Louisville, right?
Yeah, yeah, okay. You can do that.
Yeah. They still have the Calliope?
Sometimes the person who was the Calliope player in 2000 is no longer there.
Wow, okay.
But the Calliope plays sometimes. Actually, we haven't heard it yet this year, so I'm hoping it's functional, but it's a little bit early.
Yeah.
We'll know Wednesday if it's going to, how it's working, because this is Derby Week in Louisville, and Wednesday night is the steamboat race. So we race everything during Derby Week, from rats to horses to boats.
Well, we don't want
to
tie
anybody
else.
You name it, we race it.
We don't want to tie anybody else up from talking, but we're looking forward to you and to Louisville in 2008 and 2012.
All right.
All right, great. Thanks a lot. Take care, Frank and Kathy. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. Hey, one question I have about the deli. Do they have real bagels?
You know, Marlena, I don't know.
I ask the most insane questions, don't I? Oh, we have another call. Let's bring them on in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Oh, hi, Marlena. This is Stacey Robinson.
Oh, hi, Stacy. How are you?
Oh, great. I'm very excited. This will be my first convention.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, great.
Well, you have to make sure you look me up.
Oh, I'll find you.
All right.
I'll be looking up a lot of people.
And did you have a question for Carla?
Yes, I do. I missed the end, and I missed the part about which part of the hotel the registration is in.
It's on the in the suite side on the second floor.
Suites, okay, because we're in the review side.
Yeah, and you'll just come across. You can easily do that by just coming through the pedway, down one floor on the elevator, or you can come down the new escalator if you're an escalator person.
Oh, no, I'm not.
and be at registration either way.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. Is that it?
Thanks a lot.
All right. And, you know, Stacy, one thing you might want to look for on the program is the, what do we call it, Carla, the first-timers, ACB?
Keys to convention.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that. I'm glad you brought that up, Marlena, because that's not only for first-timers. Of course, first-timers, really, that's a good way for them to get a good start at the convention and find out where things are and ask questions. But for people that haven't either haven't been to convention for a long time or have only been to one or two in the past, the Keys to the Convention seminars are great ways to get an introduction. And the one will be at 5 on Saturday the 5th, and the other one will be at 2 on Sunday the 6th, and it's being run by the ACB Membership Committee this year. So okay. I know Artist Basin will do a great job with that.
Yeah, and that'll...
One, and, oh, I'm sorry.
And no, I was just going to say to you, Stacy, that will really kind of help you as a guide, because sometimes when you come to your first convention, there's so much going on. You're so new. You're trying to connect with people, and it can get overwhelming. So do look for the Keys to the Convention sessions, and I think you'll find them very useful. And you had another question?
Yeah. Is registration on the 4th? As well?
Yes. It'll open at 8 on the 4th, and it'll be 8 a.m., and it'll be open till 7 p.m. And so, it'll be open 8 to 7, the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th. And also, Stacy, each morning beginning the 5th, on the 5th, running through Thursday the 10th, there will be a newspaper for the convention. So you can pick that up and find out, like, any changes or new activities. Things. So it's always good to read the newspaper.
And you pick that up at the registration desk?
You can pick it up at information, which will be right beside registration this year, literally beside registration at the same long desk. And or you can have it delivered to your door, but it's a fundraiser that the students do, so that when you get up and go out in the morning, there's the newspaper. And it's available in Braille and large print, or if you have a note taker, we will copy the files onto the note taker for you at registration. And then it will also be available via telephone on what's called a convention ear, and you can just call up and listen to it.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting you, and welcome to your first ACB convention. You couldn't, in my opinion, you couldn't pick a more exciting hotel. I just love the Galt House. So.
Well, I chose this hotel because we're only about 3 hours away.
Yeah, you're in Alabama?
Tennessee.
Oh, Tennessee. That's right, Tennessee. Well, we'll be looking forward to seeing you there.
Oh, we're looking forward to it.
Okay. Will you take good care?
Oh, thanks, Marlena. Glad I got on.
Thanks, Stacy.
Yeah.
Me too.
Come up and introduce yourself, Stacy.
Oh, yeah.
Sure. Let's get to, you know, come up and let's meet.
All right.
We'll do it.
All right. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. My guest is Carla Rushville, and we are talking about the ACB convention, and you are one popular woman. We have another call. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this? Hello.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. It's your turn. Who's this?
That's Albert.
Albert.
From Kansas City, Missouri.
From Kansas City, Missouri. Welcome on in, Albert.
Well, thank you. I have a couple of questions concerning the glass-blown shop a few blocks from the hotel. Can you get items that are cheap to very expensive, and will they ship them or will they be there where you can get them? Because I collect glassblown stuff.
Oh.
Okay. I know that they ship. They ship all over the world. I do not know how inexpensive their items are. But I know that they have a broad range of prices and different products. But I can't tell you, you know, specifically. I know that they have items that are, you know, in the, you know, say $20 range, maybe less.
Oh, that's
less,
fine. I understand. I didn't want specifics. I was just
you know, everything they have isn't, you know, they don't have, you don't have to feel that to walk in there you're going to spend, you know, $300 or something, you know. So
yeah.
They have wonderful things.
Well, thank you very kindly.
Well, Albert, before you go, are you still there? Oh, Albert's gone.
Oh. I think he's gone.
I was going to ask him what his favorite thing in his collection was, but okay.
Oh, I know.
I guess we won't find out. 866-666-7926 for Carla Rushable tonight, talking about the upcoming ACB convention. All right, we have a breather, so why don't I let you talk a little more?
Well, let me tell you about some of the neat programming items, because I've been to conventions for years and years and years, and Marlena, I think that this year we have, I won't say the most outstanding because, you know, that's really saying a lot, but I will say that I think we have one of the most outstanding lineups of programs and seminars and informational sessions that we have ever had. And just speakers that are outstanding, and I want to just touch on a few of them.
You know what? Before I let you do that, we got
okay.
another call. Let's take
okay.
this call, and then we'll touch on those programs.
Okay.
Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
It's Mitch, and I'm perfectly happy to let Carla plug some of the speakers.
Oh, well, if I'd known it was you, I would have kept you on hold for longer.
I know you would have.
Ah.
But I had to call in because I did want to. I did want to tout some of the speakers, but I'll let Carla do that. But we were able to get our program completed in record time, and mm-hmm. I want to give a lot of the credit to Carla for working to get things done. And I do want to put a plug in because we already have our banquet speaker, and it's only fitting that we're in Louisville, Kentucky. And it's the 150th anniversary of the American Printing House of the Blind.
Oh.
And we are going to have as our banquet speaker none other than Tuck Tinsley.
Oh, how cool.
And I saw Tuck last weekend at the World Blind Union regional meeting. And I told Tuck at that time that I think folks would really love to hear some of the history of APH. And he's going
yeah.
to do that. So, you know, I think it's going to be a great convention. Carla can tout the speakers, but I do have to mention as well, we're going to have two really great training sessions during the convention during afternoon time. Our Rehabilitation Issues Task Force is going to provide a training on our rehab white paper and ACB's philosophy of rehabilitation. And,
do you know what day that is, Mitch or Carla?
Monday.
Oh.
Monday.
Thank you, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
And then our transportation
rehab
committee.
The ACB way.
Good girl. And the time?
1:30 to 4:30.
See, I knew.
Yeah, that's
she
the
know.
Easy part. And then the transportation committee. We're going to have a workshop for folks who want to be better advocates in their local communities, both for fixed route and for paratransit services, because, you know, I work in the ADA arena, and I see firsthand how our folks really need to be more knowledgeable about transportation. And so Ron Brooks, who's the chair of that committee, has put together a really great program. And the other thing I'll say real fast is that an awful lot of the program ideas that we got for this year's convention came from our office hours call a couple of months back, where we invited our members to call in and share what kinds of program items they wanted to have. And so probably at least half of the program items came from that discussion.
Well, you know, there's one thing that we do on the Marlena program that isn't done anywhere else that I know of on the planet. Well, maybe that's a little exaggeration, but we, you know, I got to blow it up real big here. But we have a little tribute that we do to people who've done an outstanding job. We don't do it to them; we do it for them. And it sounds like Carla, Mitch, the folks who've called in the office hour calls and the program committee deserve that tribute. Are you ready?
I guess I am.
Are we?
Hold on.
I don't know. Are we, Carla?
There you go. That's
all right.
That's the tribute.
Oh, very good. I wasn't quite sure what to expect.
Well,
oh,
no, yeah.
Me either.
Well,
yeah.
You two have known me too long. That's the problem.
Yeah.
That's why we were holding our breath.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So I'll let Carla talk about the speakers, but I had to call in and Carla, thanks for,
Mitch,
for all the good work
you
do.
If you want to touch on a couple of others, that's fine. Go right ahead.
Well, I'll
because
okay.
I may miss the ones you want to highlight.
There you go.
That may well be. Our international speaker is going to be a gentleman from Canada who's with an organization of blind Canadians up there. I'm going to talk about their work. His name is John Ray. We have a woman who's been a friend of mine for many years who is from the U.S., but is now, and for the past 5 years or so, been living and working in India as a totally blind woman. And she's going to talk about living there, and she covered the aftermath of the tsunami.
That's Jean Parker?
Yes, it
yes,
is.
Yes,
yes. Yes, it is. Jean will be at the convention.
I really want her on my show, Mitch, so since you owe me some favors, you can help me.
I'll send you her email address.
There you go.
There you are.
We're going to, of course, have our talking book narrator, Mitzi Friedlander.
Oh.
She's making a return engagement, isn't she, Carla?
Yes.
This is her second
yes.
time?
Yeah.
And I want to tell you about Mitzi just a little bit. You know, a lot of times people do things like read or whatever, and they'll say, I'm really so interested in blind people, but, you know, you see them outside the door of whatever the work environment is, and they don't know you. And I will tell you that about 2 weeks ago, we happened to be going to the printing house for something, and we were in the parking lot, and this person says, oh, hey, hello, and it was Mitzi Friedlander. And, I mean, she just, you know, you just see her all kinds of places. And Mitzi truly is interested in and likes the people that she reads for.
And
she enjoys not only her work, but she likes us as well.
And I want to jump in on the Mitzi bandwagon as well. Back when I was doing my first ACB radio mainstream program called Blind Spot, and you can find it up in the archives, I did an interview with Mitzi, and I didn't know what I was doing. And I called her ahead of time, and of course my heart was in my mouth because I was going to interview Mitzi Friedlander. And, you know, she was so delightful to me, and she said, but you don't understand, it's my honor.
Yes.
That you would want to have me. And
yes.
then when we were
That's
there in, and then when we were there in 2000, as I recall, she and her husband Bill were the primary sponsors of quite a little party, for folks. And, you know, she's just a down to earth person. So, it'll be great to see her again.
And we're doing a program on stem cell research to combat eye diseases. We're going to talk about digital television. And I'll let Carla deal with the rest of it. But I think it's going to be a fantastic program.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. President.
You take care. And Carla, you and I will probably be chatting first thing tomorrow morning.
I'm sure.
Take care.
All right, Mitch, take care.
Bye.
866-666-7926. So what about some of the rest of this program?
Well, let me tell you, the opening session is going to be really special because we're going to really get things off to a great start with Miss Kentucky 2001.
Oh, my.
Miss Kentucky 2001 is a really, really talented person named Monica Hardin. Monica is African-American. She makes a wonderful presentation. But the special thing about Monica is that her mom is a graduate of the Kentucky School for the Blind.
Ah.
And Monica's story is just really, really inspirational and motivational, and everyone will want to be in that room to hear Monica. Monica came and spoke at a banquet for the Kentucky Council of the Blind, and I will tell you, that night, I thought, boy, this we have to do at ACB. This is an ACB presentation because it is truly a story of, you know, this little girl having this, watching TV and having this dream and saying, you know, how could, that could be me. I can do that.
Wow.
And she did.
Wow.
And they're not a family that, you know, could just, you just knew the kid was going to have all the dancing lessons.
Yeah.
And, you know,
yeah.
do all these things.
Yeah.
I mean, some families it's just expected. And, but they're wonderful people, just great people. And I think ACB will very much enjoy meeting Monica.
Well, we have another call before you go on with the rest of the program,
okay.
So let's bring them on in. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Carla. Hi, Marlena. It's Mike.
Oh,
hi.
My gosh, the whole board's calling in. Carla, they're trying to keep us honest.
Well, you know, I just had a funny question.
So, Mr. Godino, I have a question for you. How much money do we have? No.
We're good.
Don't
worry about that right now.
Sure,
we're good.
Spend it all.
I know. That's the treasurer for you.
But my question had to do with the stream. Many of us are using the Victorita stream, and I was wondering if we were going to be able to download a text version of the program to our Victorita stream when we arrived.
Well, now that's such a good question, Mike. We will have, the last few years we have put, at least I know the last two and I think the last three, we have put the program up on the website prior to the convention, and we have every plan of doing that this year. You know, once that program gets to the printer and to the Braille transcription, you know, the Braille producer, then we can put it up online because the files are complete at that point. And so, yes, you'll be able to do that. You will also be able to, once again this year, stop by information and download into your note takers or your stream or whatever, any file such as the newspaper or Constitution and Bylaw Amendments or the delegate list or whatever, any file that is used for producing Braille in large print at the convention will be available for download from the information desk before noon each day.
I wonder if we might have a someone who I know listens to this program, I won't mention any names, but who might be able to volunteer and put our program into the DAISY format and make that available so that folks who have the stream can actually get the program and, you know, step through it.
Well, that was my question. If we could get into a text file and just have a computer that we can throw our SD card into and throw it into one of our folders, we should be fine.
Yeah, but DAISY's different from text, because just straight text, you know, you couldn't move by heading and so
mm-hmm.
forth. But if we could get a volunteer to help mm-hmm. us DAISY-fy it,
well,
hey,
that's a thought.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
that'd be wonderful.
It'll definitely
yeah.
be in text file. Text
yeah.
file is the way it would be. But
the newspaper with headings would be great also.
Yeah.
Yeah,
like, you know, Monday would be a heading and Tuesday, and, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how to do that, so I can't volunteer to do that. But
well, I don't either. But
I'm sure people do.
Well, Lena will find us one. Thank you very much, lady.
All right. Mike, take care. Bye-bye.
Well,
all right.
We might want to answer another question, too, that I know everybody out there has, and that's going to be, when can we pre-register? And pre-registration will be going in the mail. Our target is mid-May, around the 15th, and the online registration does not open until after those forms go in the mail. But there will be about a month in there that you can register, so there will be plenty of time, and registration will remain open until about June 23.
All right. And we have another caller. Let's bring them in. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hello, Marlena and Carla. This is Pam in Visalia, California.
Hello. Pam.
How are you doing?
Great.
Great. As I've been waiting to ask my question, I came up with a couple of quick points. The text file idea would be a great one. The DAISY file might even be better, but they'd both be great. Secondly, I'd like to know, when is the date of the transportation workshop?
Tuesday.
It
afternoon.
Is that morning or afternoon?
Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
It starts at 1:30.
Starts at 1:30. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now back to my question, my original question. We have been debating whether to go out, and we're thinking that if we do, we might want to combine this trip together with a couple of other visits we might want to make in the Ohio, Kentucky area.
Mm-hmm.
My question in that line is, what is the rail, bus, or just plain road commuter service like between, say, Louisville and Cincinnati? Is it easy to get from in and out of Louisville, not necessarily by air?
Okay, you can get a Greyhound from Louisville to Cincinnati. I think there's 3 or 4 buses a day from Louisville to Cincinnati, and it is a nonstop bus. Depending on where else you're going, that may or may not be too easy to do. What, did you have other destinations?
Well, before or after the convention, we might want to go to... Oh, by the way, how long a trip roughly is it between Cincinnati and...
Louisville to Cincinnati is about 90 miles, so it's about a two-hour bus trip.
About a two-hour bus trip, okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, this would be, I'm sure, quite a bit longer, but we were also thinking of visiting friends in Columbus. Of course, we could start or end...
Columbus, Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. You would go to Cincinnati, and then you change buses, and Columbus is about another 2 hours.
Oh, okay. So it's fairly...
It's not bad.
The whole area we're talking about
I've done that before. It's not bad.
All righty. Well, we're certainly thinking about it, and thanks for the information, and we'll be...
And let me tell you, you would want to do it by bus because there's no train.
There isn't any train. Okay, well, that seems to be the story with a lot of... Southern and even Western, even California, our rail service is not
right.
What it used
so there's
to be.
There's no rail.
Either,
of course, you could fly Louisville to Columbus, but I just take the bus. And the other thing that I want to take, too, the Greyhound is about 8 blocks from the hotel.
About 8 blocks from the hotel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, well, that's certainly doable.
Right, about a $6 cab ride.
Okay. About how much?
About a $6 cab ride.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you both, ladies, and we'll talk to you later.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. It's about 3 minutes past the hour, and we're going to take a little break here and get to some housekeeping business that we need to do, and we'll come back and take the call from the caller who I just put on hold. So hang tight.
You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream. Call Marlena now at 1-866-666-7926. That's toll-free, 1-866-666-7926.
This week's Marlena program is brought to you by HumanWare. Visit them on the web at www.humanware.com or call them at 1-800-722-3393. HumanWare, empowering people through Braille literacy. Hi, this is Marlena. Have you been listening to ACB Radio for a while and wonder how you can help? Well, there's a Donate to ACB Radio link now available from the main page at www.acbradio.org. And thank you so much for listening to ACB Radio, where your listening is our business.
And as I say every week, it is an honor that your listening is our business. My guest tonight, Carla Rusheville, chair of the convention committee for ACB, and we're talking about the 47th annual convention to be held in Louisville between July 5th and 12th. And we have a caller. Let's bring them in. Hi there. Thanks for waiting. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Hi, Marlena and Carla. This is Gary Patterson. and the
Hi. Button.
I just have a question. Will there be maybe an orientation description of the hotel published?
Yes. That will be available. It will not be in, well, let me go back here. There will be a brief mm-hmm. overview of the rooms, the where, you know, which meeting rooms are on which side,
right.
which the restaurants are where, you know, that type of thing in the program, but there will be a more descriptive guide that will be available upon request, and we will post that to the email list prior to your coming to the convention. But it will also be available for pickup at the convention. Also, that description, even the description that is more detailed, will not be, you know, it's not going to be a voluminous because people don't read it.
Right.
But you will find in it, you know, information on how to get from, you know, the door to the front desk to, you know, to two meeting rooms and so on as best we can without getting it to be so long it becomes a huge volume.
Right. Well, it's been real helpful what you've done in the past, and I appreciate it.
Well, and Gary, before I let you go,
mm-hmm.
when you said your name, my heart jumped because Patterson related to blind folks is a very interesting name these days. and I thought, wait a minute. He said it's Gary, not David. So I just wonder if people make that comment to you. I tell you, I was like, holy moly.
No, I've just been associated with the newspaper and, you know, writing that for years and years at the convention. So that's about the only place I probably have ever been known.
Well, that's plenty of claim to fame, but I want to thank you for the jolt of caffeine that you unwittingly gave me for about 2 seconds. All right. Well, thanks, Gary.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Oh, boy, I really did. I thought, whoa! All right, back to the program, if you like.
Well, Marlena, we have another interesting speaker who's coming that is certainly worthy of note. There's lots of them. Around Kentucky, he's very famous, and he's famous around a lot of places that are into horse racing, but he's a world-known, world-renowned person. We have Pat Day, who is one of the most with the winningest jockeys
in
the world.
I was going to say, isn't he a jockey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He won the Kentucky Derby, actually only one time, but he has won more races than any jockey at Churchill Downs. He's in the Jockey Hall of Fame. I mean, he is really, really, you know, a top-notch speaker, and we want to invite everybody to come to that. That's on Sunday at 12:30, and Pat is just again a real motivational speaker, and he you know, he's not easy to get for a meeting and to come and talk to people. He kind of picks the places he goes, and you know, it's really an honor for ACB to have him coming to our convention.
Wow, that is very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Then, of course, there's lots and lots of great things. You've got the information access activity plan, information 411.
The 411 from the IAC, whatever it is. Absolutely. Information 411, and we're going to have, we hope, a sample of samples of the analog to digital converter boxes that you will need if you want to receive television signals on your analog TV after February 17th of 2009. We're going to have that. We're going to have Darren Burton from AFB is going to talk about what's going on with accessible MP3 players and where we are with cell phones and appliances. So that's just a kind of a taste of where we're going with that. We're going to go from low tech to high tech because we know that not everybody is a techie, and you'll have the opportunity to probably hook up with some pretty savvy computer folks and ask some questions and, you know, maybe come out of there learning a few things. So that'll be on Saturday afternoon from 2 to 4.
And at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, there's going to be an interactive hour-and-a-half workshop that Joel Snyder is putting together. And what you'll be doing is actually creating video, your audio description. You'll be doing some audio description for a piece, writing the script and actually doing it. So it'll be a hands-on on how that's done.
And I'm sure if Joel is doing it, it'll be very interactive.
Oh, it's I'm sure. And then there's going to be three different quiet car demonstrations during the week. The first one is going to be on Sunday afternoon with the Environmental Access Committee presentations starting at 2 o'clock. And then two other times that honestly I don't have yet because they're in my email. There's going to be great employment and career-related workshops on Wednesday. AVL is doing some really great stuff that day. In addition to Ivy and NABS and the ACB Employment Committee. And, of course, there'll be lots of other good stuff, other programmings as well, but the employment time issues are on Wednesday afternoon. Artist Basin sent me a great lineup for the Membership Committee seminar on Thursday, and Marlene, I think you're involved with that too. It really looks great. They're going to be talking about using fundraising as a tool for growing your membership as well as doing some emphasis on membership development for the special interest groups. I think sometimes we talk so much about growing our membership for our state groups and we forget about the special interest groups. But also, in addition to all of these things...
Can I get you to hold that thought? And we'll bring in this next caller. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Lynn, N8LXK, Shirley's husband.
Hi, Lynn.
You've met me before.
Of course.
I have a question. Have they improved the elevator service on the side where the suites are?
On the side where the suites are? Well, I
think
they've
three elevators the last time we were there, and we waited forever for elevators sometimes.
Oh. Well, you know, I think that they've taken some steps to improve that on both sides. And the way that I think that's been done is that, you know, elevators get tied up sometimes by people going from, say, the first floor to the third floor and or the first floor to the second floor or two to three, when, in fact, if some of that traffic stays off the elevator, then the upper floors get served better. And they've installed escalators in both towers of the hotel to take some of the pressure off. And while everybody won't ride those, I think enough people will that it will really speed up that elevator service quite a bit. So, and those, of course, escalators only serve meeting areas, so, you know. But they're on both sides of the hotel now.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and the thought I asked you to hold.
Let's see. Do I have that thought still? Oh, yes. A number of the special interest groups are just doing some wonderful programming also this year. They have so many good things lined up. And in an effort to highlight some of the things that they are doing, we are putting some arranging the information differently on the pre-registration form. And you will find on that form, I'm going to pick on somebody here. Let's see. I'm going to pick on GDUI. Let's say that you're thinking of registering for their luncheon. And you say, but, you know, I don't know. I might want to go to this. I might want to go to their luncheon, but I don't know for sure. Well, right under where you can see, where you would check off their luncheon, you're going to see that their luncheon, what their luncheon program is going to be. And we're hopeful that that will help people to make choices, to sort of help to advertise what they are doing. And
the change that this is that in the past, you might have seen that note, but it would have been in the convention scope section, and therefore you would have had to read both areas in order to find that one piece of information related to that luncheon. It will clutter the form a little in a sense, in that there will be extra lines there, but the time, the title, and the prices will be bolded as usual. And then on the print form, now I'm speaking about, under the bolded section then will be, in not quite so bold print, the information about that lunch, a little one-liner or at most two lines about what that program will be. And it'll all be lined up so that you won't be, it won't be, you know, messy, and you can easily tell where to mark and so on. So we're hoping this will help to answer some questions that we often get as people are trying to fill out their forms.
Well, I think it's a wonderful idea because, for me, doing the pre-registration form always takes a long time because, you know, I do it electronically, so I read the convention scope, and then I cut and paste what I want to my clipboard, and then I have to go back to the form, and, you know, I mean, it's just crazy. So I'm
looking
forward to this.
Now, the tours will still be in the convention scope because their descriptions are too big to go on the form, I think. Some other details, instructions, basic information on other items. So please still read the scope, but the registration form itself, that pull-out section, will be slightly bigger, and the convention scope will be slightly smaller. So we're hopeful that's helpful, and I really hope that people will let us know what they think about it.
There's also going to be an opportunity for some change in the convention program, is there not? The new page?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes.
We help out each other, Carla, here.
The convention program is becoming a commemorative program. And there will be a new special section in the program. In the print program, it will be on a different type of paper. It will be on a very high quality paper, and it is intended to honor or memorialize those people who have played significant roles, not especially on the national scene, although that's available, that's possible too, but it, to give people a chance to honor and remember those people who, on a local level, on a state level, have meant so much to ACB and to the state affiliates and chapters over the years. I have heard from an affiliate, a special interest affiliate, that is memorializing one of its past presidents. I've heard from an individual who is memorializing her husband, and I was so pleased on that one because it was someone that I had gotten to know in the past, and I hadn't talked to them for a long time, and actually it was the person who worked on the Philadelphia convention, and it was just great to get to talk to people that I hadn't talked to in a long time. This is a new section of the program. The page, the memorial page, is 8.5 by 11 inches. That's the size of the program page. On that page, the person who, or the affiliate who is choosing to honor an individual may use that page, they can lay that out any way they wish. For example, they might wish to include a picture that takes up most of the page. Or they may wish to use a smaller picture and put some text in also on that page. And we know that sometimes people are going to need to have a little help
in designing that, especially since this is something so new. The Kentucky Council of the Blind, for example, is going to take a page. We had one of our former presidents just die unexpectedly in the last few months, and we're going to honor him with a page. So the pages are $500, and they are only available in full page, but it's just going to be, I think, a great way for us to remember people. And the programs will become keepsakes then. You'll want to keep your program because it will have these, you know, pictures and tell stories about people that otherwise just wouldn't have been there. So every year they'll be a little different.
And I think that to say that the ACB board was very enthusiastic about this would be putting it very mildly.
That would be the understatement.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to this because it does give folks a chance to as Carla said, remember people or honor people, and so that's I just think it's a great thing, and the program will be a keepsake. Talk to me a little bit about sponsorships, how members can help if they choose to go above and beyond the convention registration, etc.
Well, there's different types of sponsorships. There are individual sponsorships that are available on the registration form. We, for the past several years, have had gold and silver sponsors. In 2005, we added bronze, and we also have a platinum sponsorship. The bronze sponsorship is $25, the silver is $50, the gold is $100, and the platinum is $500. And that is available just by marking the appropriate spaces on the pre-registration form, and you can include that right with your payment, with your registration payment. Those sponsorships are acknowledged on the convention floor, which, of course, means that they are included in the ACB radio broadcast for those days. They're also listed in the convention newspaper. And so we really try to acknowledge the people who have assisted in sponsoring convention activities. We care about the ribbon. But you can still be a sponsor because your name is still going to be in the newspaper, and you'll be able to receive that newspaper on the ACB convention list and the email list. And also, you'll be able to hear your name read on the convention floor if you listen to the convention on ACB radio.
And if you don't come to the convention, you darn well better listen. No, I can't say that.
Now, also, there are corporate sponsorships, and our corporate sponsorship program, thanks to the work of Brenda Dillon and many others, is off to a roaring start this year. We are way ahead of last year, and that last year we thought we just outdid ourselves. But those sponsorships run from $1,000 up to $20,000. And they are all named for different gems. There's a pearl, a topaz, an opal, a sapphire, a ruby, an emerald, and a diamond. And those sponsorships are for things like a topaz sponsorship, for example, that we already have, is for the information desk, and Thompson West is that sponsor. We've heard from a number of sponsors. The Mississippi Council of the Blind is sponsoring the Youth Activity Center this year. And Regal Entertainment has been a Pearl sponsor in the past. They are moving up to an Opal, and they are going to sponsor a new thing. It's not part of the YAC, but it is called Kids Club. And it is for the 3 to 5 year olds. We're going to begin providing some sort of child care, but more fun and activities, especially during general sessions for people who bring younger children to the convention.
And we do have another call, but I want to make the point that you so beautifully made at a board meeting for that particular the younger children. They got to be potty trained because nobody's changing. Carl is not changing any diapers.
You got that.
I'm looking out for your.
Those days are over.
I'm looking out for your best interest, girlfriend. All right, hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Frank. How are you?
Hi, Frank. Where are you calling from?
St. Louis.
St. Louis. Welcome on in.
I was just wondering about the platinum sponsorship. What kind of extra perks would a platinum get than like a bronze would get for an individual sponsorship?
Excuse me. Well, the recognitions are similar. Now, I don't know what is going to happen with that this year. As far as all of the recognitions, because Brenda Dillon is in charge of all the sponsorships. But the platinum sponsors, gold sponsors, and so on, are they're recognized separately from the others. So that one day we'll get up and we'll say, you know, we're recognizing the platinum sponsors today. And so people know, you know, all over the world, that this person has chosen to support the convention at that level. The ribbon also says platinum sponsor, so all week that you're around the convention, everybody knows. The newspaper, the same way. You know, we're very grateful to have a sponsorship at that level.
Well, I appreciate it, and you have a good evening.
All right, Frank.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. 866-666-7926. And we have another call, and they're going to be surprised because we're picking the phone up right now. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. It's your turn. Who's this?
My name's Debbie from Kentucky.
Hello,
hey,
Debbie from Kentucky.
There she is. Debbie's on the local committee.
Yeah, I guess I'll show up for this year's convention.
Well, I don't know. It might be awfully far for you, Debbie.
Yeah, I know. The distance is going to be a challenge.
I'm a little concerned about you. You might want to leave a week ahead of time.
Yeah, I probably need at least a week to get there.
Debbie is working on door prizes, and I bet you're going to call and tell us that, right?
Well, no, I actually had a couple of questions, but I can tell you about
that.
Well,
let's give a plug for door prizes.
Yeah, you promote the door prizes and anything you know, and then we'll let you ask a question, but we're going to make you work first.
Oh, okay. Well, myself and Susan Emmett, hope I'm saying her name correctly,
she's
from
the Bluegrass
Council area, are doing door prizes this year, and we're hoping that people either bring door prizes or send them ahead of time to the convention, and, you know, anything will work if you have something in your local area that's some type of candy. Or, of course, the prize that people like the best is green, and it's cash.
They love it. So,
and
yes,
very
affiliates often will bring door prizes, and they're, of course, very much appreciated. And we'll be it always pays to come to general session because there's great door prizes.
And members can bring door prizes as well.
Yes, and they turn them in at the registration desk when you get to convention, if you bring them to convention.
So bribe me and I'll bring some Starbucks coffee cards. Aha.
Aha. Uh-huh. Well, now.
That would be a good thing to have.
Yes. Debbie, you had questions?
Yeah. If you're wanting to, you were talking about sponsorships, and I didn't know what might be a good thing to mention if you had like a business here in town maybe that wasn't a corporate, you know, sponsor, but something that, you know, how you might approach them or pass them along, you know, to Brenda to say, well, would you like to help sponsor our convention? Some ideas that might, areas that might need sponsorship.
You know, yeah. Debbie, I appreciate that question because I was sitting here thinking, I'm going to ask Carla what is the process? If a person wants to reach out, you know, here in Seattle, we have the Boeing company and they have,
right.
You know, they have a lot of money. But who knows how to get started with that? So maybe Carla can give us some words of wisdom.
Well, Carla is not nearly as good at that as Brenda is. I think Brenda could probably talk a telephone pole into becoming a sponsor. But I'm not talented in that area, I'll have to admit. But, you know, I will say that we often say that networking is the name of the game, and that we think of that in terms of developing a career or deciding what school to go to. But it is also true when it comes to other things, especially if we're looking for people to support our causes, whether it be the convention or it be a state project or whatever. And knowing a person, having that contact, is the best place to begin, because even if they're not the right person to talk to, sometimes they can find out who that right person is. Also, companies, just because they have a lot of money, are not always interested in supporting the particular project of a worthy organization. They will have different interests. And so if a company is really interested in supporting scientific research, we're just not a good fit for that, because we're not, you know, researching, how something affects a mouse, you know. We're not running a research lab. But then other companies are interested in let's say, healthcare issues. Well, they, you know, we think, well, that doesn't especially fit us. But sometimes it does, because here we have, for example, the Women's Concerns Committee is going to do a health fair on health screenings on Sunday afternoon. So then they're very concerned with some health issues. They've done a lot of breast cancer programming in the past, and so that might be a good fit. And we just need to stop and think about what are we doing, and we don't just go and say, hey, how about giving us money? We need to pick a program that's going to be of interest to that company and make it be a good fit.
Like, let's say if you had a law office or something, you know.
Yeah.
In town.
Well, then they love things like advocacy workshops. And, I mean, we do a lot of things that lawyers love. The thing is to just talk to Brenda, and sometimes Brenda will call me and she'll say, what do you think we could do? Give me two or three ideas that you think would fit based on what's already been given out. Because remember that as people take sponsorships, like right now, we have the information desk is already assigned. The president's meeting is already sponsored. I mean, there's the RSVA is doing a couple of sponsorships. They're a repeat, and we appreciate that very much. HumanWare is already signed on. Freedom Scientific is signed on. So there's a lot of opportunity, but you know, they do get given out on a first come first serve basis. I had to laugh the other day. I really felt badly, but the first year we did this in 2006, Thompson West, who's the LexisNexis people, sponsored the information desk. Last year, GW Micro got ahead of them. GW Micro signed up January 1st, I think, and got the information desk. Well, this year, GW Micro didn't get there quite so fast, and so Thompson West beat them to the draw because they sent their money in before the end of the year. And so when GW Micro came along to sponsor, one other thing about the sponsorships, one thing that's becoming popular and that people will want to watch for, in the registration bags, there will be the little coupons again this year. They just actually happened almost by accident last year. MaxiAids, for example, is going to do their Maxi Money again. And that will be good for $1 off on your purchase at the ACB Cafe one day. There's going to be at least two other days at the cafe that you'll find coupons for a dollar off of a purchase at the cafe in your registration bag. So we know of 3 days that are sponsored so far, and there very well may be more before the convention gets here.
Well, you never know.
And the sponsorships can make a lot of difference. Another thing, I talked earlier about the price of the banquet being rolled back because of the sponsorships as well as the less cost of the this year in Louisville. But also another thing that the board approved and that the success of the sponsorship program has brought about is that we have rolled back the pre-registration and registration fee. It's been $25 and $35 for each of the last at least 3 years, maybe four, and it's going to be $20 and $30 this year instead. So to my way of thinking, in a day and time when all prices are going up, ACB prices are headed in the right direction.
Very good.
And thanks to our sponsors for that.
Very good. All right, Debbie, anything else?
I just had one other question. You were talking about the ACB Cafe. I know sometimes it's difficult to do, but, like, are there going to be different things each day as far as kind of a variety of, like, food they might?
I don't know. We're still working on that, Debbie.
Okay.
We don't have an answer on that yet from the Gold House. They do a carry, and so I think there will be a pretty good selection, but I'm not sure about the daily specials. We'll just have to see.
Okay, great.
All right.
Looking forward to everyone coming to Kentucky once again.
All right. Well, we'll see you at the party.
Thanks.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
866-666-7926. Are you able to talk a little further, or is your voice wearing out from all this talking?
All
right. All right. All right.
Are you ready to go to a break?
Yeah, we can go to a break now. We need to do that. So,
okay, I'm going to switch phones.
All right.
So I'm going to, should I just hang up and call this number back?
Yeah, why don't you do that?
Okay, I'll do that.
All right.
Break.
All right. And
okay.
we'll be right back with Carla Rushival, and we're talking about the convention, the upcoming convention, and so we'll be right back.
You're listening to ACB Radio Mainstream. Call Marlena now at 1-866-666-7926. That's toll free, 1-866-666-7926.
This week's Marlena program is brought to you by HumanWare. Visit them on the web at www.humanware.com or call them at 1-800-722-3393. HumanWare, empowering people through Braille literacy. You're listening to Marlena at the mainstream of acbradio.org and WTNDLP Macomb 106.3 FM. Hi, this is Marlena. Have you been listening to ACB Radio for a while and wonder how you can help? Well, there's a Donate to ACB Radio link now available from the main page at www.acbradio.org. And thank you so much for listening to ACB Radio, where your listening is our business.
All right, we have Carla back, and we have a call. Let's bring them on in. Welcome back, Carla.
Thanks.
All right, let's bring the call on in. Hi there, you're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
Oh, good evening.
Good evening.
Marlena.
Who's this?
This is Adair from Houston, Texas.
Hi there. Welcome on in.
My wife and I, we enjoy listening to your show every Sunday night.
Well, you know what? That's an honor for me. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that people let me come into their houses every week.
We enjoy hearing you. I like to ask a question about the seminar for employment. That's going to be on Wednesday, July 9th, right?
About what now?
The employment seminar.
Employment seminar.
Yes, okay, that's on Wednesday. Yes.
Well, uh-huh. They're going to be telling you how to get jobs and how to interview and all of that.
If you hold on just a minute, let me get exact. Let me just pull that up. For some reason, I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
Oh, it isn't like you don't have one or two things running around in your head. So.
Well, I should have remembered that.
Oh, yes, you should have.
I mean, 40 lashes.
That's right.
The employment workshop is going to be in two sections, and the first, I don't know what it is with me, but I think they're going to be talking, oh gosh, the minute I do this, Peter Altschul may be out there and call and correct me here. I know the second half of the workshop is on working from home. AAVL that day is going to be doing a panel consisting of people who do craft-type things and sell things, such as woodworking or knitting or crocheting or whatever from home. The employment seminar in cooperation with NABS and Ivy is going to be talking in their second half about doing the some of the more, you know, professional types of things from home, like support, tech support jobs. A guy that runs a company called eDocs from up in the Cincinnati area is going to be there. He hires some people. I know a person who works for eDocs, and they do some telemarketing type things, very specific, though, targeted types of telemarketing. And so I think that'll be of interest. And then the first half of that workshop, I can't find my note, but I think it is on how to interview and so on. I hope Peter Altschul will correct me if he's out there listening. Ivy also, Independent Visually Impaired Enterprisers, is having a lunch on Wednesday, and they're going to be doing some small business type programming as well for that lunch. That's one of the new activities this year.
All right, well, thank you very much. Well, Marlena, you keep up the good work, and we're going to continue listening to you.
Well, and thank you.
This will not be my lifetime calling.
Well, it better.
Good.
It better not be. I'll be waiting for the next call.
All right. Have a good week coming up. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. That's great. 866-666-7926. Now, you said that the Ivy business, that the Ivy luncheon for small business was one of the new things this year. What else is new?
Well, there's a lot of new things. The teachers on Thursday are having a little trip up to the printing house Thursday afternoon to have sort of a special hands-on time with educational products that APH sells. And it's going to be more than just, oh, pass this around. They're going to be showing how to use that product effectively and in many different ways with a child. So this could be something that also parents would be interested in, especially parents out there who homeschool might be interested in participating in that. So that will be on the forum. Kind of watch for that. A couple of neat things that are going on. One is a repeat and one is new. NELS, the National Education and Legal Defense Service, which has been around for many, many years, is holding a fundraiser on Saturday night. Actually, it's a repeat from the it was a new activity last year. It's called the CD Yard Sale.
Oh, and right.
At 6:30 on Saturday, July 5, everybody is invited to come and bring CDs, you know, music, movies. You might want to bring even old records or music tapes, you know, anything like that. And you can either sell them to someone else. You can trade with someone else. You might, you know, you can sell them for yourself, or you can donate the proceeds of the sale to NELS. And there's a ticket. It's $5 for the pre-registration and $7 at the door. And for that, you can come in and buy, sell, just look around, whatever. And that should be really fun. I'm looking forward to that.
Now, let me stop you here. We have another call. Hi there. You're with Carla and Marlena. Who's this?
This is Dale Campbell.
Well, hello, Dale Campbell.
Hey, Dale.
Hey, what is going on, y'all?
Well, now that you're here, we'll just sit back and wait and see what happens.
Yeah, I thought, man, y'all been talking a lot, so you might need a little break. So here
right.
I am.
Right.
Hey, Ron, I came in a little bit late on the different levels for the individual donations.
Uh-huh.
The gold level was like 500, right?
No, the gold is 100, and
oh,
the platinum is 500.
Okay.
Yes.
What's in between there?
Nothing.
Nothing? Nothing. Okay.
It's bronze. Bronze is 25, silver is 50, gold is 100, and platinum is 500.
Okay.
I kind of always thought there should be one in between, but I haven't come up with a medal.
We could make
it, you know, we could make it pewter or something.
We could make it like the Italian mozzarella meatloaf level.
We could make it the cooking in the dark honorarium.
Yeah. Only if you come to the kitchen and clean up after a show, man.
I'll tell you what some people do. What I have seen happen too is that sometimes people will sponsor at more than one level. So they get mentioned at different levels.
Okay.
Multiple levels.
The gold and platinum get mentioned in certain areas, and then the other levels get mentioned in other areas, huh?
Right. And sometimes people just cover it all.
Kind of
like a cover all in bingo, you know?
Right. Yeah, we're playing roulette. I want something put on everything.
Okay, we'll send you the invoice.
Yeah, I won't lose. Okay, well, I think I want to issue a challenge.
To
all the other ACB radio shows. And that might include this lady named Marlena.
This lady does sponsor, so what's your challenge, baby?
All right. Well, I'd like to see everybody sponsor a gold level.
Well, now Marlena,
and,
we both do shows,
that's right. That's right. You got 200 right now.
Right. I mean, I think we're down for that on Cooking in the Dark.
Oh, there we go.
And,
Do I hear three?
Right. We got one going.
All right. Gosh, why did I get him started?
Oh, I tell you, here we go, man. Fired up. But, I think I'd like to see that and see if what else we can get done from some of the other shows like Mark Marvel and our friends with Books and Beyond and Phil Parr. Now, Mark and Phil, they have two shows, so I guess they're going to have to pony up double.
You know, I think we need Dale on the sponsorship project here.
Yeah, we probably do.
And Brenda is doing the door prizes or the sponsorships?
She's doing sponsorships, and she also does advertising and the auction.
Okay.
And that auction is tremendous. This year it's going to be the auction, an auction and picnic.
Because we're
going to have a cash and carry line. You know, last year I was late to the auction because I got stuck in the restaurant. And as a result, I missed an item. So this came out of, you know, when something happens to you, you tend to say, how can I fix it? Well, the fix was to put a cash and carry line with hot dogs and hamburgers and nachos and stuff right into the back of the auction.
But you need to put some beer and wine in there too.
Oh, there's gonna be that, honey.
Oh, there you go. Because the more you drink, the more you bitch.
Yeah. I think you should give away a shot of whiskey when you get your bitter number.
It is Kentucky. We'll leave that up to you to come with all your frozen.
Unless we can get an amendment to move the convention to St. Croix.
Oh, that's right. You're going to be in St. Croix.
Terrible. It's terrible. I hate to have to make that decision, and I tell you, it takes me weeks to decide which way to go.
Well,
now why would you choose to go to St. Croix rather than come to an ACB convention?
Right, we think it's pretty narrow-minded of you, actually.
I'm spreading awareness. That's it. I'm spreading awareness to the islands of the Caribbean.
Well, since you've made that choice, we're holding you to two gold sponsorships.
All right, well, man, you're spending Tim and Cheryl's money now, so I hope they're listening. In fact, they're at their state convention this weekend. So. They'll have to listen more carefully.
Wait till
you record next week, and I tell them, hey, by the way, you owe me $100.
There you go.
what convention was that, Dale?
Bay State.
Bay State
Council.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Bay State Council.
Yeah.
Up there
yeah.
in Massachusetts.
Okay.
Them there Yankees, you know.
All right, sir. I'm going to cut you off because we're coming close to the end of time, and I want to make sure that the actual guest, which, believe it or not, is not you.
I heard y'all say you were tired of talking about it. Hey, I can fix that problem. Let me slide on
there
and help y'all out.
You know what, Dale? But I love it when you call at the end of my show because I'm usually so tired. When you call, I say, oh, thank God.
See, and I wait for you to get tired because I can get away with more. See,
that's right. That's right.
I know that. I understand the game.
You got it. You got
it. Hey, girl, keep up the great work. And hey, are you going to be around manana?
Yes, I should be.
Okay. All right. I'm going to give you a shout to talk to you about a couple things. But anyway, hey, Carla, keep up the great work. And Debbie, if you're listening still, please contact me.
Well, tell her how.
Some door prizes I want to talk to you about. So,
tell her how to contact you.
Go to blindmysmart.com.
That's blindmysmart.com.
Okay. Well,
where you don't have to be cheesy.
And you won't get trapped. Bye, Dale.
Bye.
Oh, I think that'll be our last call for the evening on that note. Let me make sure you have an opportunity, you know, 5-6 minutes or so to kind of wrap up, get anything out that you want to talk about that you haven't had a chance to, and just kind of give us any scoops you might have.
Okay. Well, I want to be sure and say that the ACB convention is truly a convention for everyone. It's a convention that will be enjoyable start to finish for individuals, whether no matter who's losing their vision. This is a great place to find out information, to get the keys to not only the convention, but the keys to a lot of things that you will need in the future. The exhibit hall itself will be just packed with all kinds of ideas and information. And the exhibit hall, you need to leave at least a half a day and usually a whole day to go through there. The convention offers great opportunities for blind people, low vision people, people who are teachers or students or business people or lawyers, parents of blind children, sighted parents who have blind children, or blind parents who have children, be they sighted or blind, will find all kinds of resources, but also they will find wonderful activities for the kids. So you don't have to leave the kids at home, just bring them right along. The Youth Activity Center that we kind of mentioned before is in its, what now, seventh year or eighth year, and they have a full week of activities planned, starting on Sunday afternoon with a pool party and sign up, and the kids get T-shirts for the YAC, and then each day there's things to do. They're going to go to Glassworks one day. They're going to do a lot of those tours I talked about, but they also are going to go out to Papa John's and see how the pizza dough is made. And
oh, I want to do that.
Oh, it's going to be fun. And they're going to make pizzas. They're going to go to Holiday World, which is a theme park at Santa Claus, Indiana. And it's all, the whole park is based around holidays, and it's just too much fun. They have all kinds of fun things planned. They're even going to have a special kids tour of APH. So there's, you know, whether your little one is truly little, 3 to 5, and it's going to be in our new kids club, or they're going to be in the Mississippi Council of the Blind Sponsored Youth Activity Center, and they're 6 years old and up, or teenagers, they will just have a wonderful time. Students, oh my, what a wonderful opportunity for students and all the great things that NABS has going on. I could just, there will be over 350 programs, activities, workshops, events, parties, fun, you name it, it's there. And so everyone just, you know, y'all come. It's going to be fantastic, lots of fun for everybody.
Well, Carla, I so much appreciate you joining me. I know that you've been away most of the weekend, and then you had a conference call just before the show, and you're a very busy woman, but I absolutely demand, when we're in Louisville, that we sit down and make the decision about the Derby pie because it's just been going on too long.
Absolutely. Now, Marlena, we probably need to give the telephone number for the hotel so people, if they don't have the reservations, can get them in. Because I'm going to tell you, right now, hotel reservations are running neck and neck with the reservations that were made at, it's at the same level as the Las Vegas convention.
Whoa.
And it is huge. So, the way you make your reservations and, you know, the golf house has 1200 rooms. So, we certainly we're not going to have to put you out in a tent, but,
not yet.
Reservations. No, oh no, no, no. But we can put you, then we'll be sure, you know, we'll be able to put you up. And you can make reservations by calling 502-589-5200, 502-589-5200. The room rates, as I said before, on the review side, the standard rooms are $85 a night. In the suite side, they're $105 a night. When you can have roommates and so on, that helps to cut the convention costs. You will also find that there's grocery store close by, there's drug stores close by, there's all kinds of wonderful things, and you'll find that you'll be able to do convention. If you're coming on a shoestring, you can do that. If you're coming and you're going to really say, boy, this is going to be a phenomenal vacation, you can do that too. So there's something here for everybody.
I'd also like you to give Brenda's email address in the event that folks are interested in sponsoring or have ideas.
Yeah. Let me give her phone number and email, and I'll also give my phone number and email. Brenda's phone number is 615-874-1223, 615-874-1223. Her email address is brendan0@bellsouth.net. brendan0@bellsouth.net. If you're looking for information on exhibits, we do have a special on convention exhibits. Any blind person who is coming as an exhibitor for the first time can obtain a tabletop booth for the week for $200. The regular price on that booth is $350. So we're hoping to encourage blind entrepreneurs who can devote 34 hours of time to exhibits to be in that exhibit hall and help them to do that. The person to contact on exhibits is Michael Smitherman. His phone number is 601-968-4164. 601-968-4164. And his email is, I'm going to give you his home. He's not going to like that, but it's amduo@bellsouth.net. That's because that's what I could remember. And then my phone number and email is 502-897-1472, 502-897-1472. My email is adamcarla, A-D-A-M-C-A-R-L-A, at bellsouth.net. And please contact us if you have questions. A question that goes unasked is the only bad question there is.
Carla, thank you so much. You're an amazing person with everything that you have in that head of yours, and I'm looking forward to solving the Derby pie problem.
Oh, yeah. Just everybody come and have a great time.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you.
You are welcome. My guest tonight has been Carla Rushville, chair of the ACB Convention Committee. Now, coming up on the Marlena program, we're going to be away for a couple of weeks on some travel, so we are going to find the best programs from the archives that we can, and we'll be back right around the fourth Sunday in May, and I think we will be highlighting the international committee, the folks that do a lot of work with the international program and the international guests. So hang in there, look for the announcements, and we'll definitely keep you up to speed. Until I see you again, or I hear you again, I'm Marlena. Thanks so much for being with us.